The doors are locked and the store is closed, but we've got your ticket to the best hand-picked mix of music on the shelves. Recorded live in Studio City, California, at the record store of the same name, it's Heavy Rotation. Heavy Rotation.
All right, welcome to another great show here at Heavy Rotation Records, and beautiful downtown Studio City. Bill Bentley here with you, and Mr. Peter. How you doing, Peter?
Very good, Bill. Nice to see you again.
Oh, man, we made it through another week. Can you believe it?
Hard to believe.
Ain't God good to us.
And we have a guest tonight.
I can't believe it. Sitting next to you is Big Schwag. What do you say, Schwag?
Well, how you boys doing? I like that you call him Mr. Peter. Well, it's like kind of, you know, Mr. Peter. I'm doing good. I'm, you know, it's funny is that you two guys, you two turkeys, are actually the reason I'm into, like, jazz and blues, so... It's come full circle.
I'm telling you, it's all Pete's fault, man. He let us both in here back when he first opened this store. I can't believe that we're still around.
You know what? That's funny because I never would have walked in here. I probably never would have been on Monster Garage. I don't know. Maybe that's the case, Pete. I don't know. But
we have to call you Mr. Schwag then.
That's fine. But I brought some music, you know, because I know you guys, that's what you do. You play you play music. So I brought some stuff that we just, that was some Hubert Laws.
Oh, Hubert Laws, man. Mr. Houston, the Laws family down there. 50s and 60s, they were brought up right outside of Westheimer area, and Hubert, flute player, his younger brother, Ronnie, famous tenor sax player out of Houston, and his sister, Eloise Laws, an incredible singer. And they were doing that song called Bloodshot from the record The Laws of Jazz. That was beautiful. Thanks for bringing that in.
Well, my pleasure. You know, I'm a big, and I didn't even know, actually, see, that's the coincidence that he's from Texas. I had no idea. But wait a minute, before you go, we still have... I'm hijacking you for one more song.
Well, let's hear it. Which one are you going to play?
All right, well, this is one of my favorites. This is actually a live from called Tokyo Encore, Art Pepper.
Who lived in Studio City.
That's right.
In fact, he broke into the Queen Mary across the street when he was looking for money for drugs and chiseled his way through the cement to get into the club and steal.
That's right, and this is with George Cables and Tony Dumas on bass and Billy Higgins on drums.
Who weren't with him that night when they broke into the Queen Mary Club.
But they did share.
But this is one of my favorite songs. It's called Landscape. It's, I believe, 1975, Tokyo.
Ah, Art Pepper. Thank you. All right, that was Mr. Art Pepper, our favorite Studio City B&E artist. Also played a little horn there, right, Schwag?
You know what? Art Pepper, I mean, if you read the book, is it Straight Life? Or I can't even remember the Scared Straight Life, but the story of it, of his life is amazing. And I actually never listened to Art Pepper, and then I read the book. And I said, anybody that was a junkie that could break into places that I've heard about in Studio City and still play a song like that. 1977, by the way. Unbelievable.
Genius. Genius. We love Art Pepper. We're going to switch it down to Mississippi right now. We got a band called the North Mississippi All-Stars out of, right now they're living in Coldwater, Mississippi.
You always got to go there, don't you, Mr. Bentley? Always got to go to Mississippi.
Well, the river flows down there, and you kind of get down there, and you just can't get out. But we're going to go with the North Mississippi All-Stars doing a song called Moonshine.
Crack cymbals and the queens of Africa. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. The club burned down to the concrete floor. Old jukebox won't play no more. Cracked cymbals and the queens of Africa. With the moonlight shining through the trees, harness suckle on a southern breeze. I miss the moonshine and the old times. Sitting in with the house band and the bootleggers of the bottom land. Old Gabe used to blow up and down the picnic ground with Bobby Ray Watson and young Kenny Brown. Ask what it was like out in the country on a Sunday night. Heap see, but might if you know how old Gabe used to blow. In the moonlight shining through the trees, honeysuckle on a southern breeze. I miss the moonshine and the old times. Sitting with the house band and the bootleggers of the bottom land. I miss the moonshine and the old times. Sitting in with the house band and the bootleggers of the bottom land. Across the juke joint flow, butterfly buck jumping drunk out those. Old folks know what it was like out in the country on a Sunday night. Pour some on the floor and do it like we did before. The moonlight shining through the trees, honeysuckle on a southern breeze. I miss the moonshine and the old times. Sitting with the house band of the bottom land. I miss the moonshine and the old times. Sitting in with the house band and the bootleggers of the bottom land. Mississippi moonshine and the bootleggers of the bottom land. Moonshine, bootleggers of the bottom land. Moonshine, bootleggers of the bottom land. Shine in the bootleggers of the bottom land.
That was the North Mississippi All-Stars. Two of Jim Dickinson's kids. Jim's a longtime producer in Mississippi and Memphis, and those are his kids, Cody and Luther, along with Chris on big bass. This guy on bass swag is almost as big as you.
There is nobody, nobody besides the late, great, oh boy, come on now.
Jackie Gleason?
No, no. Well, the big bass player.
Ray Brown.
No. Oh, you're killing me.
We'll come back to
we'll
it.
We'll come back to
we
it.
We stumped the band on that one. We stumped the band.
We stumped the swag.
Ray Brown. No, no, all right.
Forget about it. All right. Okay, now we're going to switch over to outside Mississippi, also known as Eastern Mississippi, a.k.a. Alabama. We got a cat from there named Eddie Hinton, who is one of the great lost singer-songwriters from that crowd, Muscle Shoals, Alabama, to be exact. And about every year, there's a label in England called Zane Records that digs up a bunch of Eddie's demos and unreleased songs. And the first one was called Dear Y'all. And this happens to be volume 3, and a great, great song that Eddie had something to do with that William Bell and a bunch of other people cut called You Left the Water Running.
Oh, this is great.
You left the water running when you left me behind. Baby, you left all the water.
Eddie Hinton, man, he cut a record once for Capricorn Records called Very Extremely Dangerous.
I love that album.
And when that record came out, people swore Otis Redding's son. Didn't happen to be. They were different colors, but, you know, they had
illegitimate
the same
son. Illegitimate son.
Kind of a Chocolate City thing.
Didn't he die in his parents' house? He lived with his parents.
He loved his mama.
Or something.
He was like Elvis, man. He loved his mama.
Listen, if I got to go, Pete, I'd like to go at your house, if that's particularly...
You know, it's like Doug Somm said once, Jim Dickinson was recording an album with Doug, and Jim decided to go back to Mississippi, and Doug took me outside, and he said, you know those Southern guys, man, they all got to run home to mama.
Oh, really?
Well, it's because of the food. Now, Pete, you got something we're going to play a little something.
Something I'm
here.
Digging up by Georgie Fame, who plays with Van Morrison on organ a lot, and it's a great song.
Who wrote it?
Mose Allison.
Thank you.
your time will come. So child, don't you mess with that cotton sack. It's gonna scratch your knees and it'll bend your back. But if you live, your time will come. I said, if you live, your day will come. If you live, your day will come. So child, don't you mess with those pots and pans. They're gonna sure enough ruin your pretty hands. And if you live, your time will come.
Try, ladies and gentlemen, you heard that right there. Now, a Mose Allison song. Who was doing that again, Mr. Peter?
Georgie Fame.
Georgie Fame. And Georgie Fame, is that, I mean, what, Georgie Fame sounds like an English cat.
Yeah, he's definitely English. I found that next to some dinosaur bones, that CD.
Sounded pretty good to me. The guy's definitely playing the organ pretty good there. But now, because I want to spice things up a little bit with you two guys, because you're all dressed so sharp. Rockin' Ronnie Dawson. Now, this guy, he's older than both of you combined. But keeper of the Rockabilly Flame.
Plus, he's dead, so you got to
factor that in. And he died. And I don't know too much about Ronnie Dawson, but I found this here like, 4 or 5 years ago in the store. And I just, you know, anybody that's 90 years old that can kind of bend his knees like that with his guitar, that's cool. So we're going to hear a little Ronnie Dawson. I believe the song is called You Got a Long Way to Go.
Headed out through Texas, down to old Mexico. When you woke up in the morning, find this note pinned to your door. Got some things here I think you all do know. When it comes to loving, you got a long way to go. Gotta find out for yourself, a little girl, you can't always eat your cake. Got some things here, thank you all, do or know. Oh. got a long, long way to go. Girl, you got a long way to go, Chocolo.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was a little Ronnie Dawson right there. Bill Bentley, you got a did Ronnie Dawson hang out at your house too?
Nah, he never came over. We wouldn't let him in. He was a little bit strange. Boy, he had like the biggest dentures in Dallas. You couldn't believe this guy. In a wonderful crew cut. He had kind of that, you know, a little bit of the Kim Fowley vibe too, so you had to watch him when you let him in.
He was one of them guys. I'm looking at his pictures. He's one of those guys that, you know, one of them honorary dudes that sits at the end of the bar and drinks his whiskey. Just straight.
That's right. And trips you when you're leaving. One of those cats.
Got to lock up your daughters.
Speaking of sitting at the end of the bar, we're going to move it on over to New Orleans because you know what? You just got to play one New Orleans song every show. That's the rule here at Heavy Rotation. This one is by a band, been down there a long time, called the Subdudes. They've kind of scattered to the wind since Katrina. Some of them are, I believe, holed up in Colorado. This new album coming out next week, actually, is called Behind the Levee. If there were any levees left, and
we shouldn't laugh at that.
Don't no, stand behind the levee.
We shouldn't.
But now, is there something interesting about this band? I mean, the Subdudes, do they not have a drummer? Or a,
well, the drummer plays like a can and a tambourine.
Okay.
They kind of like took the kit away from him. Maybe they didn't trust him with it. So he kind of works out on some other stuff. But this song I particularly like because it's called The Social Aid and Pleasure Club. And everywhere you go around New Orleans, you'll see little houses with that kind of sign on front, like the Zulus or the Melphamines or the Claiborne Social and Pleasure Club.
Sounds like my type of place.
Well, if they'd only let you in, Schwag.
If they'd only give them some pleasure.
I passed by this little place a time or two before, and I liked the words they had painted on the door.
Social aid and pleasure club.
Are they drinking? Are they dancing? Are they having a ball? Are they making plans for the next Mardi Gras?
At the social aid and pleasure club. I wonder what they're doing at the social aid and pleasure club.
That's two things that I'd like to see. Plenty more. I heard a rhythm from some drumming that was coming from within. I smell the catfish frying. You know something's cooking at the social and pleasure club. My nerve up and I knocked upon the door. The man who answered said, what would you like to know about
the social,
social and pleasure club? See for yourself.
Subdudes, straight out of New Orleans and other places now. Give it to the Katrina kids. They're still sticking with it. Pete, you pick something pretty strange next. Tell me what you're looking at.
I picked something by Willie Bobo because I love his name and I love his music.
Willie Bobo, now, famous guy. Famous cat.
I think he's his brother's Bozo, right? Willie Bozo?
Bozo Bobo. Now, I love Willie Bobo. In fact, I got turned on to Willie Bobo here in the store. Unbelievable.
Well, you know.
But I don't know about the song. We're throwing the dice here, Mr. Bentley. We're just putting it on. We haven't heard it. We haven't previewed it. Here you go. Hopefully the folks won't get angry and write about it.
And if you don't like it, call Pete.
That's right.
It's all my fault.
Or Willie's. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. When I see you hanging about with anyone. It's not unusual to see me crying. I want to die. Listen to me, it's not unusual to go out at any time. But when I see you out and about, it's such a crime. If you should ever want to be loved by anyone, it's not unusual, it happens every day. No matter what you say, you find it happens all the time. Love will never do what you want it to. Why can't this crazy love be mine? Mine, all mine. It's not unusual to be mad with anyone. It's not unusual to be sad with anyone. But if I ever find that you change at any time, it's not unusual to find that I'm in love with you. Whoa, 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 what can I do? But if I ever find that you change at any time, it's not unusual to find that I'm in love with you. Whoa, 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 what can I do? Bam, 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 bam.
Well, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Lily Willie Bobo doing some Tom Jones, except Willie Bobo throws his underwear to the crowd.
Hoping they'll wash him.
Hoping they'll wash him. Willie Bobo not with us anymore, but still a stud in our opinions.
We love him. And now we're going to switch over to Nat Adderley, Cannonball's brother. Had some great songs. One of the great songs he wrote was Work Song. And on this one, it's called Sack of Woe. And I got a quiz for you two.
Oh, here we go.
What English rock band in the mid-60s recorded Sack of Woe?
Can't
the Turtles.
Wrong.
I can't even imagine.
I'll give you a hint.
Judas Priest.
Here's the hint. Do Wah Diddy.
Oh, my God. Manfred Mann.
You're the wiener, Pete. Sack of Woe. Mr. Nat Adderley on the trumpet there. What a beautiful player. It's been a real good night here at the Heavy Rotation under the stars in Studio City, California. What a guest. Big Schwag from Monster Garage, also nationally syndicated radio host on Monster Radio.
That's right. Me and Michael Reagan, we share the same syndicator, Radio America.
Well, make sure that's all you share, okay? Or you ain't coming back.
No. I appreciate it. Thanks, guys, for letting me come on. And any time I can, relieve you of your woes, I will come in and make you
beautiful.
Miserable.
Our sack of woes.
Your sack of woes.
And thanks to Mr. Pete. He's the man that caused it all, giving us all a little home away from home here in Studio City. Thank you, Pete.
Thank you, kids.
So we'll be back at you next week. Until then, please enjoy yourselves and drink a lot of water.
You've been listening to the Heavy Rotation Show.
coming to you live from Heavy Rotation Records, 12354 Ventura Boulevard in Studio City, California. Or find them on the web at heavyrotation.com. Heavy Rotation. Heavy Rotation.